This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusa, in for Anthony Brooks. Say you were appointed to be the head of a very high-profile commission, one that had the power to grant a small number of licenses worth a huge amount of money, billions of dollars. Conventional wisdom would assume you want your fellow commissioners to be experts in the industry you were overseeing, right?
Well, conventional wisdom can be wrong. And this week in Massachusetts, it is. Because commissioners on the newly formed State Gambling Commission have little experience in the betting business, and its chairman is a man who told the Boston Business Journal yesterday that his stepson gave him a copy of Casino Gambling for Dummies. Well, joining us now is that chairman, Stephen Crosby. He is also the dean of the UMass Boston McCormick School of Policy and Global Studies. Mr. Crosby, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thank you. I'm actually on leave from that job.
You're on leave. Right. Okay. Well, actually, as you must be in order to be chairman of the Gambling Commission. Well, I have to say we gave you a bit of a tongue-in-cheek introduction there. And for what it's worth, I'd say that the Commonwealth is probably better off with someone who's not a high-risk, high-roller by nature.
Thank you.
But, I mean, there are serious questions, for example, raised in today's Boston Globe, a critique, basically, of the members who make up the Massachusetts Gaming Commission, basically that it's staffed by highly intelligent people, but most of them who have scant little knowledge about the gambling industry. So your response to that?
I think we did a poor job of this at the press conference yesterday. That perception misunderstands what the gambling industry is all about. We don't have anything to do with what goes on the floor, you know, of the slot machines and the crap tables and the blackjack and the whatever. What we have to do is supervise this massive economic development project that's coming into Massachusetts. So the expertise about the gaming industry that is relevant is real estate development, construction, regional economic development, law enforcement. We have tons of law enforcement experience. Adjudication, we have a judge. There's a lot of licensing hearings and complaint hearings and so forth, and the law. So we have a full panoply of deep expertise in the areas that really matter about the gaming industry.
Well, for example, Clyde Barrow, who's a gambling specialist at UMass Dartmouth, you know, he said you wouldn't put someone on the Nuclear Regulatory Agency who doesn't know anything about nuclear energy. And I presume he means you don't necessarily have to have someone who knows how to split the atom, per se, but you have to have someone who knows the relative risks and particularities regarding that industry.
Those are skills that we definitely will want to have, people that understand the negative unintended consequences, the addictive gambling, the traffic, and so on and so forth. But I think those are skills and databases that we can hire, and we will. And we will have a very professional staff that is primarily culled from the industry. But at the commission level, you want to take a macro view to try to think about how to maximize the public policy impacts of this, minimize the negatives, and try to make this new venture we're getting into something which is acceptable to the public and really achieves the maximum public good. So I think the governor and the AG and the treasurer did a good job of identifying what the skills were that we needed and providing them.
I want to move forward to talk about some of those further details on how you next steps regarding the commission. But one last question about the makeup and your fellow commissioners, because as you said, you will have to hire staff who have expertise in the industry, many of whom who may come from the casino gambling industry.
Right.
Is there a concern there, or is the concern valid that if you're so reliant upon these professionals from within the industry, that may be a place for not corruption, but they may sway you in a direction because you don't have experience in the industry that ultimately the Commonwealth doesn't want to go?
I don't think so. I mean, because as I said, the issues aren't going to be about, you know, about the gambling per se. The issue is going to be about what location, you know, what external parameters, what degree of local control, what degree of mitigation in their neighboring communities, all that kind of thing. Those are the issues that we really care about. And we do on some of the, you know, certainly on law enforcement issues where if you think there's any possibility of inappropriate suasion by expert staff, Lieutenant Colonel Gail Cameron, who is on the commission and was the number two person at the New Jersey State Police, has forgotten more about overseeing the gaming industry than most people know, you know. So she has very deep experience. So, I don't think that's an issue at all.
All right. Well, let's talk about what comes next. Because by April 1st, the commission is supposed to have completed an analysis of state law on charitable gambling and decide what changes are needed. They're supposed to draft new legislation and submit a bill to the legislature. That's just a couple weeks away. Is that doable?
We won't make that deadline. We probably won't even have had our first meeting by then. We will comply. We will write the legislature a note saying we're looking at it. But, you know, that deadline we're just not going to make it. But I think it's not in any way essential. We'll get to it. It's interesting. It's important. But we're not going to do it by April 1st.
Mm. Well, you know, a little earlier you said that the casino gambling industry isn't just the money that's being bet on in the pits of the casinos right. themselves. It's so much more. So what are some of the important criteria that you personally feel the commission may look at in order to grant these very coveted licenses?
Well, for starters, I and the commissioners will look at the criteria that are in the law, and there are a lot about maximizing the economic development benefits, maximizing the job generation, maximizing the revenue that's returned to the state, minimizing the negative consequences on the neighboring communities, minimizing the negative consequences in terms of addictive gambling, promoting diversity, having a broadly diverse workforce and supplier network. These are criteria that are in the law, which we will clearly look to. I think beyond that, and we've just now, as of yesterday, begun to talk about that, we're going to look to try to figure out how can you get more out of this than just the minimum.
Right,
you know,
because
it's not just another casino, but something bigger and better than that.
Because the companies who want these licenses stand to earn billions of dollars.
Yeah, I mean, that's another issue. There's a debate about whether the industry is overextended, and we need to be careful and not get stars in our eyes about how much money can be generated out there.
But I guess I'm saying is that how you see it as a priority to leverage
correct.
So much that the Commonwealth can benefit to its
right.
maximum.
I don't want us to get greedy about it and force them into making promises they can't keep. That's an important line to draw. But within what's financially reasonable, we need to understand how they can make money, how do they want to make money, what's a reasonable return on that investment, how much capital can they invest and still make appropriate return, and how can we get that capital investment to do the most good for the public.
Do you have a specific example in mind?
Well, the example I've given other times, and it's only totally off the top of my head, and I don't want to make it anything more than that, but we've talked a lot about having a rail link from Boston to the Fall River, New Bedford area. It's been in the pipeline for a long time. It's very expensive, and the public sector hasn't been able to do it. Is there any possibility that if there is a casino in the southeastern Mass area, that somehow or other that capital investment might be leveraged against that that infrastructure development, the rail line, in a way that would service the casino operator but also service the larger public that's trying to get a workforce in the Boston area accessible to that southeastern Mass area. You know, whether that works or not, I don't know, but I think this is the kind of thing that particularly the WBUR audience would be great to hear from. And we're talking already about trying to create forums where people can help us think about how do we be creative, how do we maximize the upside benefit.
But the commission has within its purview the ability to basically put any requirement that it wants in these licenses. Is that right? Or just about?
Well, as long as we include the parameters which are in the law, I think we have a high degree of flexibility and discretion on that, yes.
Mm. Well, we just have a couple seconds here left to go. Now that you and your fellow commissioners have all come together, you've got a steep learning curve, as many people have said, and a lot of work ahead of you. What do you think are your most pressing immediate challenges?
Well, we've just got so many and so much to do. You know, we have to operate under a new set of ethics rules, broader even than the ones that exist today. We need to find an executive director with serious gaming knowledge and to have that person start to build an organization chart and a staff. We need to begin to define the parameters, of, as you've been discussing. We need to create a forum for community input and neighborhood input and Massachusetts citizenry input. I mean, there's a lot of parameters that we've got to get underway quickly.
Well, listeners, let's start that forum right at radioboston.org. Drop us a line. Send us a comment on maybe some of the things you'd like to see as part of the license that the Casino Commission is creating and may set up. What would you like casino companies to have to do in exchange for getting their hands on one of those really key billion-dollar licenses? Radioboston.org is the place to send us your comment. Do so. We'd love to hear from you. And Stephen Crosby would, too. He is the commissioner, the chair of the Massachusetts Gaming Commission, I should say. Mr. Crosby, thank you so much for coming back.
Thanks for having me.